Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're doing a deep dive into the world of intelligent injection molds.
Intelligent injection molds.
Yeah, they're not your grandpa's factory tech, you know.
Yeah.
We're talking about molds that can practically run themselves.
So, like, they can learn.
Yeah, learn, predict.
Yeah.
It's wild. But first, for anyone who's not familiar, injection molds are basically how we create shapes by injecting molten material, like think about plastic toys or even complex car parts.
Okay, so like the mold is the negative space of the object you want.
You got it. But now imagine those molds getting a serious upgrade.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What kind of upgrade?
We're talking about intelligent injection molds. They're changing manufacturing as we know it. And that's exactly what we're diving into today.
I'm excited to learn more.
Me too. We'll be looking at three key things today. How these smart molds are making production crazy efficient, their impact on product quality, and I'm talking precision on a whole new level, and then the really fun part, personalized manufacturing, getting exactly what you want when you want it thanks to these intelligent molds.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right. And we'll also touch on how all of this ties into sustainability.
Good for business and the planet.
Exactly. So let's start with the efficiency revolution. I mean, these intelligent molds are really boosting production.
Yeah, it's incredible how much more efficient they are. It's all about data and algorithms optimizing every single step.
No more tedious trial and error, huh?
Nope. These molds are like having a team of expert engineers working around the clock.
And they're making a huge impact. I was reading about Guangdong Shuang Intelligent Technology Co., LTD. They've been using intelligent molds with amazing results.
Oh, yeah. Guangdong Shuang. They're one of the leading innovators in this field.
Can you tell us a bit more about what they're doing?
Sure. So they've implemented intelligent molds in their phone case manufacturing line. They've seen a 15% reduction in material waste, which is incredible. And get this.
Yeah.
A 10% increase in production speed. That translates to serious cost savings, of course, but also faster time to market, which is crucial in today's world.
So these molds can tell you the best settings right off the bat.
Absolutely. They analyze historical data, real-time feedback from sensors, and suggest optimal parameters for temperature, pressure, injection speed, you name it.
Wow. And they actually get better over time.
Exactly, because they're constantly learning and adapting.
That's wild. So it's not just about tweaking settings, right? You mentioned automation.
Right. Intelligent molds work hand in hand with the injection molding machines, basically automating a lot of tasks that used to be done manually.
So fewer errors, faster production, more consistent products.
Exactly. It's a win-win-win.
I like that. Okay, so we've got smarter, faster, more precise manufacturing. But what about those tiny doctors we talked about? Tell me about this predictive maintenance thing.
Oh, yeah, predictive maintenance. That's where things get really interesting. So basically, sensors are embedded within the mold, and they're constantly monitoring its health. They collect data on temperature, pressure, vibration, you name it.
It's like having a fitness tracker for your mold.
Uh-huh, exactly. But instead of waiting for something to break down,
these sensors can predict when maintenance is needed.
Exactly. By analyzing all that data, the system can spot even the smallest changes, you know, things that might indicate a potential problem.
So you can address issues before they become huge problems.
Exactly. Minimizing downtime and preventing those really costly repairs.
That sounds incredibly valuable, especially in a fast-paced environment like manufacturing. But all this tech, it's got to come at a cost, right?
Yeah.
Is this accessible to all manufacturers, or is it just for the big guys?
That's a good question. And you're right, there is an upfront investment, but the long-term benefits, they really outweigh the initial costs. The increased efficiency, less waste, minimized downtime, that all adds up to a pretty fast return on investment.
I see.
And the great thing is, as the technology keeps advancing, it's actually becoming more accessible to smaller manufacturers too.
So it's not just about big factories anymore.
Not at all. That's the beauty of it. Intelligent molds, they're adaptable. They can be implemented in a bunch of different settings.
That's great news. So we've established these intelligent molds are crazy efficient. They can even predict their own maintenance. But what about the quality of the products themselves? How does all this smart tech ensure that we're still getting top-notch stuff?
Quality control is key. And with intelligent injection molding, it's not just about automating the process. It's about making sure that every step is precise and consistent.
Okay.
The sensors provide real-time data on temperature, pressure, all those crucial parameters, so you have really precise control over the molding process.
So it's like having a ton of tiny inspectors checking every detail as the product's being made.
You got it. But it goes beyond just monitoring. These intelligent systems, they can actually detect and correct errors in real time.
Hold on. Correct errors in real time. How does that even work?
So imagine a sensor detects that the temperature is a bit off in a certain part of the mold.
Okay.
The system can actually adjust the heating elements to fix it before it affects the quality of the product.
Wow.
It's amazing. So it's not just about catching defects, it's about stopping them before they even happen.
So it's like preventative medicine, but for products.
Exactly. And if a defect does happen, the system can often adjust to minimize the impact, so you still get consistent quality across the board.
That is so impressive. But we can't forget about the human element here. You mentioned earlier that these molds still need skilled operators. How is the workforce adapting to this new tech?
Yeah, that's crucial. The operator's role is shifting. It's less about manually doing things and more about like data analysis, programming, troubleshooting.
Yeah.
They need to understand how to optimize the system as a whole.
So upskilling, not replacing the workforce.
Exactly. The need for skilled labor is going to keep growing. And that means investing in training and education to give workers the skills they need.
It's like this tech is not just changing how we make things, but also the nature of work itself.
Yeah, and that's something we'll definitely keep exploring as we dive deeper into the impact of intelligent injection molds on the future of manufacturing. But for now, I think we should switch gears and talk about one of the most exciting aspects. Personalized manufacturing.
Okay, personalized manufacturing.
Yeah.
Where everything is tailored to your needs, your preferences.
Yeah.
It sounds futuristic. Tell me more.
Yeah, it's amazing. We'll dive into that right after the break. So personalized manufacturing, it really is taking made-to-order to a whole new level.
Right. It's like no more settling for mass-produced stuff when you can have something totally unique.
Exactly. And this whole shift, it's driven by what people want. You know, consumers are looking for individuality. They want things that reflect their own style.
It's like the ultimate customization.
Totally.
But how do these intelligent molds actually make that possible?
Okay, so imagine you could design your own phone case, like with your initials on it or a favorite quote, and then have it made just for you.
Okay.
Or how about custom fit shoes? Like athletic shoes that are made for your exact foot shape and how you run.
Wow. Those are some really cool examples. It sounds like this technology could totally change the way we think about manufacturing.
It really could.
Yeah.
One of the key things is rapid prototyping.
Okay.
Intelligent molds can create prototypes really quickly from digital designs, so manufacturers can test and refine products way faster than they used to.
So it's like speeding up the design process and getting new products out there faster.
Exactly. And that agility, it carries over to production too.
Yeah.
You can easily switch between different designs.
Okay.
So you can do small batches or even what we call mass customization.
Mass customization. Doesn't that sound like a contradiction?
Maybe, but that's what's so cool about intelligent molds. They let you make customized stuff on a big scale, but still keep things efficient and affordable.
So it's like getting the best of both worlds. You get something unique, but it's not crazy expensive.
Exactly. And think about it. It goes beyond just how things look. Think about healthcare, for example.
Okay.
You could use intelligent molds to make custom medical devices, implants, prosthetics, things that are perfectly tailored to a patient's body.
That's incredible. Like personalized medicine taken to a whole other level.
Right. Imagine hip replacements, dental implants, hearing aids, all made just for you.
It's amazing to think about how this could change people's lives. But I also want to circle back to sustainability for a minute. We talked about it earlier.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'd love to hear more about how these intelligent molds are making manufacturing more eco-friendly.
Well, sustainability is a huge deal these days. And intelligent molds, they can make a big difference. For one thing, they cut down on waste. Like a lot of waste.
Okay.
Because they control the injection process so precisely, they only use the exact amount of material needed, so you don't end up with as much scrap and leftovers.
So it's like they're master chefs using just the right amount of ingredients.
Exactly. And it's not just about materials. Intelligent molds can also save a ton of energy.
They're constantly monitoring and adjusting the heating and cooling systems, so you're not wasting energy.
Like a smart thermostat for your factory.
Exactly. And it goes even further than that. Intelligent molds can help make products more durable, easier to repair, so they last longer.
Which means we don't have to replace things as often. less waste overall.
Right. And when something does finally need to be replaced, intelligent molds can be used to design things that are easier to take apart and recycle.
So it all feeds into this idea of a circular economy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you remind me what that means?
So a circular economy is all about eliminating waste. You keep materials in use for as long as possible.
Okay.
So you design things to be durable, repairable, recyclable, and you create systems to collect and reprocess materials at the end of their life.
It sounds like a much more responsible way to do things.
It really is. And intelligent injection molds, they're a really powerful tool for making the shift to a circular economy happen.
That's fantastic. Okay, so we've talked about how efficient these molds are, how they can improve quality control, how they're paving the way for personalized manufacturing, and how they're making things more sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
But are there any downsides? Like, is there anything we should be cautious about with this tech?
That's a really good question. Like any new technology, there are always things to consider, potential challenges.
Okay.
One of the big ones is cost, like the initial investment.
Mm.
Implementing these systems, it takes a good chunk of change.
So that could be a barrier for some businesses.
It could, yeah, especially smaller companies. But it's important to remember the long-term benefits, they can really outweigh those upfront costs.
It's about taking that long-term view.
Exactly. Another challenge is the workforce. Operating and maintaining these systems, it requires specialized knowledge, you know?
So it's not just about having the tech, it's about having the people who know how to use it.
Exactly. And as things get even more sophisticated, we're going to need more skilled workers.
So it's a huge opportunity to create new jobs in manufacturing.
Absolutely. And it's not just about technical skills. It's about fostering a culture of innovation, you know, encouraging people to keep learning.
To embrace the change and see it as an opportunity to grow.
Exactly. You know, while we've been focusing on the positive aspects, it's also important to think about the bigger picture.
Okay.
Like, what are the societal implications of this technology?
Like, how will it affect jobs in the long run?
Yeah, that's a big one. As automation becomes more common, what happens to the workers whose jobs are replaced?
That's a tough question.
It is, and there's no easy answer. But it's important to remember, new jobs will be created too. We're going to need people to develop, implement, and maintain these intelligent systems.
So it's not just about job losses. It's also about
mm-hmm.
jobs changing, evolving.
Right. And that means people need to adapt, learn new skills.
So we need to invest in retraining programs, education initiatives, make sure people are prepared for these new roles.
Absolutely. It's a responsibility for everyone. Governments, businesses, schools, we all need to work together.
And it's not just about specific skills. It's about fostering a culture of lifelong learning.
Right.
Because technology is always changing.
Exactly. You got to be willing to adapt. So yeah, we've talked about a lot of positive things about intelligent injection molds, but we also have to be aware of the broader impact.
Absolutely. It's about making sure that this technology benefits everyone, not just a select few.
Exactly. And that brings us to a really important question.
What's that?
What kind of future do we want to create with this technology? As these advanced manufacturing systems become more common, what kind of world are we building?
It's a good question. It's like we're at a crossroads and we have the power to choose the direction.
Exactly. We need to think about what kind of world we want to live in and how can technology help us get there. It's not about letting technology control us. It's about using it to create a future that aligns with our values.
So it's about making conscious choices.
Exactly. And that's something we'll delve into even deeper in our final segment.
Okay, so we're back and we're ready to wrap up our deep dive into the world of intelligent injection molds.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
We really have. From efficiency to personalization to sustainability. I mean, it's clear these intelligent molds are having a huge impact.
Yeah, they're changing how things are made, that's for sure.
But before we go, I wanted to touch on something we've talked about throughout this whole deep dive. And that's the societal impact of this technology. Like, what are the bigger implications we need to be thinking about?
Right, because it's not just about the technology itself. It's about how it affects people, how it shapes the world around us.
Exactly. And one thing that comes to mind is, you know, we talked about job displacement earlier, but what about access and equity?
That's a crucial point. Because, you know, like any powerful technology, there's always the risk that the benefits won't be distributed evenly.
So it's not just about who might lose their job, but also who benefits the most from these advances.
Exactly. We need to make sure this technology doesn't end up creating even more inequality. Like, what if smaller businesses can't afford to adopt these systems?
Or, you know, what about developing countries? They could get left behind.
Right. It's about making sure everyone has a chance to benefit from these advancements, not just a select few.
Absolutely. And then there are the ethical questions too, right? Like data privacy.
Oh yeah, data privacy is a huge issue. These molds are collecting a ton of data, so we have to make sure that data is used responsibly.
We need to have these conversations now before these systems become even more widespread.
Absolutely. And it's not just about preventing misuse. It's also about making sure that the data is used for good. You know, like, yeah, could it help us design better products, make manufacturing more sustainable, maybe even develop new medical treatments?
It's about making sure that this data benefits society as a whole, not just the companies that own the technology.
Exactly. And that brings us to an even bigger question. What's the role of technology in society? I mean, as things like intelligent injection molds become more and more common, what kind of future are we creating?
It's a good question. It's almost like we're at a crossroads.
Yeah.
And we have to decide which path to take.
Exactly. We have the power to shape the future, but we have to be intentional about it.
Right. So it's not just about letting technology lead the way. It's about making sure technology serves humanity, not the other way around.
Well said. And, you know, as we wrap up this deep dive, I hope we've given everyone listening a lot to think about.
I think we have. These intelligent injection molds, they're more than just a cool new technology. They represent a shift in how we think about manufacturing, about sustainability, about the future of work, even.
Yeah, it's a fascinating topic, and it's one that's going to keep evolving.
Absolutely. And we'll be here to keep exploring it with you.
So to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
And until next time, stay curious out there.